Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing. This message is by Jane Urquhart.
We know that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Amen. That everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but to save the world through him. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? And, you know, God, you know, we've looked through the scriptures over weeks and months. The word, it just leads up to this moment of the Father sending the Son for us. And his sacrifice, and like Clive said last week, was it last week? The blood is enough. Was it last week? No, the week before Eric. The blood is enough. What Jesus came to do, the sacrifice once for all, his blood is enough for every single one of us. For this to happen in Isaiah 9 that we've read, in the midst of judgment. So where we are under judgment, there is the promise of deliverance for every single one of us. Amen. There shall be no gloom for her who was in anguish. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Wonderful. Those who dwell in the land of intense darkness and the shadows of death, upon them the light has shined. And we have different communion stations around the room this morning. And this communion station over here, if you like, is the salvation, the salvation of from darkness into light that he has done for every single one of our lives. And in this place, it goes on to say, those who dwell in the land of intense darkness and the shadow of death, upon them the light has shined. And the incredible power and the covenant that God made with mankind through the blood of Jesus is that every shadow, every grief, every death, every destruction in our lives has been dealt with on the cross. Amen. And we can be saved and still have those things going on in our lives. Stuff can happen. Life happens. Death happens. There can be shame. There can be guilt. There can all be all kinds of things going on in our lives, in our hearts or around us that cause shadows in our hearts and lives that Jesus wants to remove. Amen. And the cross has done that. We now live under the shadow of the cross. Amen. We live under the shadow of his wings. And his light came that any darkness in our lives goes. It has to go. It has to go. It cannot stay. And as I'm reading through some of these verses and some of what they mean to us, if any of this resonates with you, then this morning when we have communion, and that will be soon, you can go to the respective stations that we have around the rooms. I'll read through this. And say, do you know what? Something like that is going on in my life and I want to be free today. It stops today because the blood is enough. We're acknowledging the blood is enough as we have communion. We're thanking him that his blood was enough. The death that he went through, the extreme, the anguish, the mental, emotional, physical anguish he went through before the cross and on the cross surpasses anything we will go through, and he can take it away. Amen. Any oppression, any condemnation, shadows of fear, like Eric mentioned last week, didn't he? Shadow of fear, or shadow, and it turned into fear. Oppression, depression, thoughts of death and suicide, all these things go on in our lives. We are attacked by a vicious enemy, but the blood is enough. The blood is enough to set us free, amen. There's forgiveness for sin, addiction, any of these things in our lives. He has delivered us from evil. And what I love about the Lord's Prayer is that it has that line in it. Yes, when we came to Jesus, we were delivered of everything, all kinds of things, but stuff happens. And if we pray the Lord's Prayer, it says in there, Lord, deliver us from evil. So we can pray this every day. Deliver us from evil, not just plans of the enemy that might be out there to try and trip us up or take us out, you know, and Lord, protect our family. But Lord, deliver us from evil. If there's anything going on in me that is not of you, I thank you today you can remove it. You can deliver me from anything. If I've opened up my life to the enemy in any way, you can deliver me, set me free. Amen. We know this is true, right? So, what else has he done? We're going to read a couple of these at the end when we come back together. I'm trying to do this with my Bible. Does anybody else find themselves doing this with your Bible? Trying to roll the page up? the yoke of our burden. The staff or red rod of the oppressor, you know, that an enemy would put on a slave, has been broken. It's been broken. It's been broken. And we can come into freedom today. Amen. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His government, the government for our lives, the government for communities, our nations, are on his shoulders. And if you find yourself carrying the weight of the world, he wants you to take that off your shoulders. You can go to the cross, put it back on his shoulders, and surrender and trust him with his government for your life. Amen. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. I just love that that's in scripture. Do you know what I mean? He's not just counselor. I've got to tell you some stuff. His Wonderful Counselor. And you can read that as Wonderful and Counselor or Wonderful Counselor. Either way, he is our Wonderful Counselor. He is our wisdom. He is the one who leads us. And the Wonderful Counselor is the person of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to read this, John 14, where Jesus said before he was going, he was talking to the disciples the night before he was going to die. And he says, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things and he will remind you of everything I have told you. And again, he says, when the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole truth, the full truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell you whatever he hears from the Father. And he will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come and that will happen in the future. He will honor and glorify me because he will take of and what is mine and will reveal it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. And that is what I meant when I said that he, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and declare them, disclose them and transmit them to you. So we're not on our own. We're not trying to work this out on our own. The Wonderful Counselor, the person of the Holy Spirit, is for every single one of us. He is the Spirit of Jesus living on the inside of us. So we have communion station over there, Wonderful Counselor. If you know you need wisdom, if you know you need insight, if you want a closer walk with the Holy Spirit, that he's not just something out there, he's a person and he lives on the inside of us and he never leaves us. He's the seal of our redemption. And we can go and we can meet with him. You can have communion and surrender to him, if you like, Holy Spirit. Because, you know, when Jesus said, you know, our flesh is weak, right? Did you know that? Our flesh is weak, but the Spirit is willing. We need Holy Spirit activity in our lives. We need to respond to Holy Spirit prodding, Holy Spirit downloads, Holy Spirit, an ear to the Holy Spirit when he says to you, do this today or pray for this right now. Whatever it is, the Holy Spirit will lead us because he is the Spirit of Jesus speaking into our spirit all the time. Speaking love, affirmation, the word, whatever we need. And we surrender to him, to his government. His government in our lives. This is what it looks like, amen? So we can go and respond this morning. We can have communion. We can say, Holy Spirit, I want to lean into you. I want to get to know you more. You're in me to never leave me or forsake me. And you want to speak some things to me that I respond to and surrender to. Is this all right? Okay, so just making all this practical, yeah? Who he is and what he's done. Back to Isaiah 9. Mighty God in our lives. Mighty God, where his blood has done everything we will need to heal, deliver. He is a mighty God to bring us breakthroughs when we need breakthroughs, to lead us out of anything that we need leading out of, setting free from. He is our provision. He is a miracle working mighty God. Amen? Amen. And he has, there's an authority and a faith where nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. So he is mighty and he wants to be mighty in our lives. He wants to break strongholds off of our lives, off of our families, break us out of situations, bring us into new situations. And we, it's like surrendering afresh to mighty God and who he wants to be in our life, or who he needs to be in someone else's life. You know, this morning you might feel like, okay, maybe I'm just carrying someone else in my heart that I need to receive this for today. Maybe you're like, there's nothing really for me, myself, that I'm responding to. But if you know you need to see mighty God break through miracles for someone else's life, go and receive on their behalf. Someone? Because he wants to break out into people's lives in these days. We know individuals need him. We know nations need him. Do you know what I mean? Mighty God to break out and break through. And we can go and surrender to mighty God, his government in our life. And if you know you don't have that faith and authority, you don't feel like you do, go and just meet with him there and say, God, I want to know you in your might and power in my life. I want to see you do miracles. I want to see who you are break out in my life, my family, my kids, my situation, what I'm praying into, a people group, a nation, whatever. I want to see you glorified in this. Go and meet with him. Amen. He wants to heal people today. He wants to do the impossible in our lives. That we know, that we're not just singing songs about this mighty God, but we know him as mighty God. Amen. Amen. Everlasting Father. He is Father. And we've known this. Father God so loved the world. We've just heard this morning already that he sent his Son. He loved us so much. The Father's heart, taking communion here is acknowledging that you're loved by the Father. He is not angry. He doesn't hold himself far off. He's not judging you. But the Father's love is towards us, and we need to know that we are, that he is with us, and that we are not orphans. He says, you know, the story of the prodigal son, where there's the son that went off and comes back, and the older brother's there. And the father says to him, and the older brother's not very happy, but the father says to him, you know, you're with me always, and everything I have is yours. That's the father's heart. You are with me always, and everything I have is yours. If you think he's far off, If you don't know him as Father, if you think he's angry, if you think he's judging you and just constantly on your case, that is not the Father heart of God. And I think I had something written down here about the Father heart. No, I'll go back to that in a minute. And also there's the surrender to the Father heart of God that Jesus constantly had when he said, I only do what I see my Father doing. And there's that surrender of our own lives to the Father. What are you doing today? What are you doing in other people's lives? What are you doing in this nation? What are you doing that I want to surrender and hear your heart for? Because you are compassion and you are love and you have plans and purposes. So what are they? And it's like that leaning into the Father heart of God today. Everyone needs the love of the Father. Everyone. Because half of our issues in the world are that we live with an orphan spirit, that we don't know we are sons of God. We don't know we're loved. And when we get that download of how loved we are, and when we get that love in our lives, we can love others. Because we're not orphans, we're brothers and sisters. There's so much that can go on in us of healing. And the kingdom, when we know how loved we are by the Father, by how accepted and wanted and chosen we are. And if you find that hard, if you're dealing with, you know, your earthly father ramifications, then go this morning and meet with the Father heart of God for you. Amen. And surrender to his loving governance in our lives. Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He is a prince. He is shalom, that wholeness, that completeness, where he has done everything. He is the ruler who rules in peace. Amen. He doesn't just bring peace. He is the ruler who rules in peace. And you know, he wants us to give him the cares of this world that cause us anxiety and stress and anguish, where we don't trust him, but we're trying to fix it ourselves, or we don't know how it's going to happen, so we just struggle. And when we come to this, this is the Prince of Peace station, if you like. If you know you need peace, if you know you struggle, if you know you have anxiety, you find it hard to trust him, you've got the cares of this world going on in your life, then come and meet with the Prince of Peace. He's a person. He's a person. And he wants to minister peace into our lives, into our hearts, into situations that are going on. Psalm 46:10 in the Passion Translation says, surrender your anxiety. And this is what it is. It's a surrender. It's a surrender to the Prince of Peace. Surrender your anxiety, be still, and realize I'm God. I am God above all the nations, and I am exalted throughout the whole earth. Here he stands, the commander. And if you know the prince, who is the commander of everything, is with you and in you, then all the anxiety and the stress and the worry can fade away. Can give it to him. And Lord, this morning I receive your peace. I receive you, the Prince of Peace, the Commander, into our hearts and lives. I remember once when I was feeling quite desperate. We had two deaths in our family that I was struggling to cope. And I was having to go to another nation. A few weeks after the second death, I was having to go to another nation as a leader. I was having to go and be something completely opposite to how I was in myself feeling. And I was on my face on the floor, and I was like, God, I cannot do this. I don't want to do this. I need to be here. I need to be here with what's going on. And it was just this struggle going on in me. And I was so much grief and so much sorrow and so much. But I knew this other thing that I was going to was important. I was on the floor, and I'll never forget it. I suddenly heard, stand up. And I just stood up, bolt upright. And it was like I saw the commander of heaven's armies standing in front of me. And as soon as I saw him and I just stood up, responded and saw him, it's like I felt this shaft of strength, of metal, if you like, just went straight through me from top to bottom. And I stood there and it was like, and he spoke to me, stand up. And he spoke some stuff to me. I'm not going to say what he said. But he took me from being on the floor, and rightly so, in human terms, totally flawed, totally unable in myself to go and do something he wanted me to do. But he gave me the strength, because what I was going to do was important, and he wanted me to do it. It wasn't, my family wasn't important, that wasn't it. It was just where I was at in my grief and my not being able to cope and see the way forward. But this is the Prince of Peace. This isn't a wishy-washy sense of everything's, you know, all right, because everything isn't all right a lot of the time. This is Commander. It says here he stands, the Commander. The Prince of Peace is a person who demolishes every argument, every stronghold, everything we could be going through in our human flesh, and we will go through it because we're human. But he comes and he enables us to stand up and face things and face life where we might be overwhelmed. Amen? And I know I wouldn't be the only one in the room that struggles like that. So if you want to meet with the Prince of Peace, go and meet with him. Give him, surrender to his control. You know, so often we can try and keep control, can't we? Out of fear. We can try and keep hold of our finances. We can try and, you know, self-preservation, keeping safe. We're comfortable. But the Lord doesn't want us to stay in control, because quite often that's our flesh and that's our reasoning. But he wants us to surrender to the Prince of Peace, because he is Lord. And the cares of this world, the things of this world, the way of this world, and we are not of this world, can actually, that control can lead us to distraction and to deception, where we think we're doing the will of God, but we're not, because we're not open to the will of God. And I'm facing this in my own heart and life, where my comfort keeps me so, I'm so wanting to stay comfortable, self-preservation will stop me doing the will of God. And so today he wants us to surrender. And what I love about this word, if you like, this is, it's like a progression. It's like an increase of him as we go around. So we have the cross where we're saved. Amen. We get saved. And maybe today you come to the cross for the first time. Maybe you realize Jesus died on the cross for me to take away my sin, and I need to come and meet with him today. Come to the cross. But there's this progression, because then we get filled with the Holy Spirit, who's in us and never leaves us. We can move into the power, see the power of God that the Holy Spirit outworks in us and through us, amen? We can come and live in the power of being sons of God when we meet with the Father's heart. When we are restored and reconciled to him, there is peace. Peace. And there's this progression. You can go around everyone if you like. I don't mind. Do you want to stand to your feet? So I want us to... I just want to say this. We watched a film recently on it's called Mary on is it Netflix? I really enjoyed the film, actually. There's a lot of hoo-ha about it because it's Jewish people playing Jewish people. But there you go. Anyway, it's a great film. It's brutal, and what I loved about the film is you see how brutal that time was. for anybody to say yes to Jesus, I mean, not Jesus, he wasn't born, for anybody to say yes to God in that environment, like Mary did, she was a brave girl. Because that was a brutal world. If she'd been caught, she'd have been stoned and killed. If Joseph had rejected her, she'd have been, you know, just... And yet when the Lord said to her, you'll have a baby, you know, basically out of wedlock, she said yes. For the king to come, to be carried in us, demands a yes. A willing, obedient people who say yes, whatever the cost. Mary said yes in a brutal time of intense darkness and anguish was still at work. For his kingdom and government to be established, it will bring resistance, it will bring challenge. But we need to choose who we will obey. We may not face persecution, but we could face a pressure to conform and be so taken with the cares of this world that we won't see what's going on around us. We could be so distracted with self-preservation. We're deceived into thinking we're living the kingdom life when we're just living a comfortable life. And that was a word to me, but I'm sharing it with us as the church. That our yes today, like Mary, would take us beyond our comfort zone because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So each station is a surrender, but the blood is enough to enable us to live this out. Does that make sense? Brilliant. So if you know today something is in you stirred, like, yeah, I think I need to go there, then just make your way. So we have Jesus, we need salvation, freedom from shadows and darkness, anything like that. Wonderful counselor, be filled with the Holy Spirit, surrender to him. What's next? Mighty God, healing, miracle, freedom, authority, faith, everlasting Father, come into your sonship. Prince of Peace. And I don't mind how many you do. I mean, you can take communion at one and then go to another one for prayer if you like. Don't have communion each one. We haven't got enough. But there will be people at each station as well. If you need someone just to pray with you and agree with you, then we're going to do that with one another this morning. If you're coming on behalf of someone else, if you know someone is in dire straits today, bring them before the cross and plead the blood of Jesus over them. Amen. Because we know we're... And then we're going to come back in a few minutes and finish off, okay? So let's... Sorry. Oh, sorry. I'll get Clive to do this bit.
Yeah, let's just close our eyes for a moment. Jesus, we thank you for all that you accomplished, what you came to do and what this season's all about. And we thank you, Jesus, that where it led you was to the cross, to your total surrender and all that that means. And we thank you, Jesus, that we come to this meal. We thank you that this bread represents your body. And when you were with the disciples, you took bread at that Passover meal and you broke it and you said, "This is my body, which is given for you." We thank you, Jesus, that you gave yourself for us. And in that giving, that enables us to receive. And freely we receive, and then freely we can give. We thank you that we're not the cork in the bottle. We freely receive, but we can also then freely give to those around us, in our lives, people we're reaching out to. And we thank you for the power of the blood. We thank you that whatever station we go to, and we eat and drink of you by faith, that the power of the blood saves, heals, sets us free, deals with strongholds. We thank you, Jesus, for the power of your blood at work this morning as we eat and drink of you by faith. We praise your wonderful name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. If you want to make your way to whichever station you want to start at. You can go to one, you can go to two, three or four, however many you want to. But just when you go there, we've only got these little the little cup things this morning with the wafer in the top. But just take a few moments, talk to the Lord, receive from him, give him whatever you need to give him. If you need to repent of anything, just repent of it. Surrender, hand over whatever it is you need to hand over to him. And let him speak, let him work, just be in his presence. And there are a number of people at each station. If you do want somebody to pray with you, then please just say, hey, can you pray with me? And they'll agree with you, pray with you, pray for you. So, Father, I just thank you as we have communion right now. I thank you for people giving their lives to you. Thank you for fresh surrender. Thank you for healing in different ways. Thank you for your deliverance, your freedom. Thank you for revelation of who you are as Father, as the mighty God. I thank you for people being filled with your Spirit this morning afresh. We praise you and we exalt your wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.